Hello and welcome to the Arista Wealth Podcast, where we focus on your finances, wellness, and lifestyle so you can focus on living your dreams. We'll help you navigate through important topics so that you can elevate your life and financial health. Let's get started with your host, Paul Moffitt.
Hello, welcome to Arista Wealth Podcast. Super excited to have you. I'm Paul Moffitt, your host, and today we'll be discussing the key provisions of the SECURE Act 2.0, what is designed to enhance retirement planning and financial flexibility. Also, stay tuned as we uncover the details of SECURE Act 2.0 and discuss how these provisions could impact your financial decisions. We're also joined by Zach Taylor. Zach, good to have you today.
Yeah, it's good to be here. There's so much to unpack in this SECURE Act 2.0 and excited to cover this topic.
Yeah, Zach, you know, this was a 1,300-page legislation that got passed fairly quickly. They passed it because they had to clean up a bunch of stuff from SECURE Act 1.0. You know how it is. When one legislation gets passed, another one's got to get passed to add on to it. But let's jump into it. And whether you're planning for emergencies or considering new retirement options, we've got you covered. Let's jump into this and recap the last episode of a brief overview of what to expect. The provisions of SECURE Act 2.0 that have come into effect in 2024, these changes are aimed at really revolutionizing and updating the retirement planning and providing individuals with more financial options can be complex, which is why it's important to really get with professionals to really know the right approach and the right way that this can benefit and enhance yourself and your families. Zach, you want to start off with the first two sections?
Yeah, so first, one of the big changes was allowing for an emergency expense withdrawal, penalty-free withdrawal from your 401k. So keep in mind there's two types of taxes due when you withdraw from your 401k. There's ordinary income taxes, but there could also be a penalty. So when we say penalty-free, what we mean is that you're avoiding that 10% penalty. So you'll definitely want to consult with your CPA and your advisor before making any decisions. But this is a great provision. It really allows participants to dip into their 401k for an unseen emergency and unforeseen circumstance without paying that 10% penalty tax. So really awesome feature to help our participants. One of the next features here is the Roth RMD rules. So prior to SECURE Act 2.0, you did not have to take a required minimum distribution from a Roth IRA, but you did have to take one from a Roth 401k. So it really didn't make sense. They cleaned this up with the SECURE Act 2.0, so participants are no longer required to take a RMD for their Roth 401k money.
That's great. And then also, Zach, they also talked about starter 401k plans and introducing starter 401k plans for employers without a retirement plan. Also, there's some states that have passed these mandatory retirement plans that need to be added. And that was Section 121. And it uncovers the new plan designs that aim to make the retirement plans more accessible for more people. The company doesn't have to do a match, but the company can start these basic starter 401k plans to make them available to employees.
Yeah, really an awesome feature. You know, another really awesome feature, not on our list here, but I'll just mention it because it's so cool. But if you have excess money in a 529 account for your child, after that child, Johnny, goes to college, he doesn't use all the money, you can roll over that money up to certain limits into a Roth IRA for your child. So Johnny can then start to get some tax-free money growing in his retirement account right out of college. So pretty awesome new feature.
Yeah, Johnny's got good parents and even grandparents, you know?
That's right.
Even if grandparents want to do it. We have some of those that actually quite a few clients that are putting money in. Another provision, Zach, I hate to bring it up, but it's Section 314. It's that penalty-free withdrawal for those that are in a non-friendly, non-loving relationship. And when domestic abuse enters a household, we're sorry for those victims and those that have gone through it over the years past. If they have, we want to be very sensitive about this topic. But Section 314 allows the provision of penalty-free withdrawals for individuals experiencing, you know, domestic abuse, understanding the $10,000 limit indexed, or 50% of the vested account value, and how this provision supports those facing those difficult, challenging situations. Also just came across another provision under a federal housing provision that if that does occur, that financial institutions, if you go and apply for one, you can get help from the local bank or from a national lender if there's imminent threats and fear, that one spouse can go apply and get only 5% down. And so, you know, there's so many opportunities that are out there. It's important to work with professionals that can help navigate some of those.
The last one we have for you is from Section 332. It's a replacement of a simple retirement account. So in this provision, Section 332 gives employers the flexibility to replace a simple retirement account with a safe harbor 401k plan during the plan year, which is pretty cool. Normally you have to provide that safe harbor notice, and usually it causes some delay on when you can start up that plan, but this is pretty cool that you can then replace your current simple plan with a safe harbor 401k. So you can learn about the criteria and the needs. There's some additional details that you should be aware of, so you'll definitely want to consult your advisor. But this can be a great option to provide employers with more choices in offering retirement benefits.
Yeah, Zach, we've seen that just this year, where two clients had simple plans, and we had to graduate them to a big boy plan, and didn't have to wait through those waiting periods and safe harbor. So yeah, just another Section 332 came through. Once again, just it's important to really stay on top of the game. Listeners, thanks for joining us this week on the Arista Wealth Podcast. Remember, if you enjoyed this episode, to please subscribe and leave us a review and share with others. Thank you.
This episode of the Arista Wealth Podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more advice on your finances, wellness, and lifestyle so you can focus on living your dreams. Don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you on the next episode.